What's up, y'all? It's Flying Squirrel. So usually I have time to react and make a video for every big UFC fight and give it justice. But the UFC just randomly cooked on a Saturday night. They basically gave us the entire card of UFC 327 at one time. Not only that, but there were some fights announced last week that I didn't even get to. Now, you guys know I'm one of the best predictors on YouTube. When I say Sean Strickland's gonna win, you can trust that.
No, I'm not.
Okay? When Flying Squirrel says Volk is beating Diego Lopez, you can trust that.
I'm taking care of business.
And when I make a video in the next couple days predicting Charles Oliveira versus Max Holloway and I have zero bias like I did the last time, you can trust it. Oliveira is not in trouble on the feet.
I said, God help me.
Trust me, okay? But we have two main events and a whole card to react to in this video. I'm going to give you my unscripted early predictions and thoughts about all these cards. I might change my mind. I might not change my mind. But we're going to start with not Michael Morales versus Islam Makhachev. He knocks him out cold. I'm not biased. He knocks him out cold. I'm not biased. We're going to talk about Jack Della Maddalena versus Carlos Prates. Here are my first thoughts on this fight. First of all, I did not see this fight coming in a million years. I don't know who I thought Jack Della Maddalena was going to fight next, but I didn't see him fighting Carlos Prates. Michael Morales' name was floating around against Jack Della Maddalena. I don't know why he didn't take that one, but this one's cool. These are two strikers, a like flow state Jack Della Maddalena, one of the best boxers in the UFC versus one of the best Muay Thai fighters in the UFC, two of the best welterweights in the UFC. This is going to be a very exciting fight. You know, I see this one guy, he says, banger fight. This definitely won't go to the decision. I feel like it could go to the decision. Just because Carlos Prates knocked out Leon Edwards' last fight doesn't mean he's just a knock. Okay, he is a knockout artist. What am I talking about? Am I low on iron or something right now? Carlos Prates fights rarely go to decision. I think the only one that went to decision was Ian Garry. And that's because we know Ian Garry, he just does not get hit. He neutralizes everything. But Ian Garry almost got finished that fight. This is really interesting. It's either going to be a masterclass boxing exhibition by Jack Della Maddalena, or he's going to get sparked out by Carlos Prates. This could be a title eliminator. It depends on what we're getting for the White House card. I feel like the White House is going to clog up all of these divisions. We're going to have to wait until June for all this stuff. And it's just going to be title eliminators, contender fights, maybe even interim matches for the belts, because everything is getting saved up for the White House card. My prediction, I think Jack Della Maddalena is better than Carlos Prates. I think all these guys are better than Carlos Prates. He just finds a way to win. He just found his way into the top five somehow. I feel like this will be a Jack Della Maddalena masterclass. Maybe not a masterclass. Maybe he'll just squeeze by, kind of like how Ian Garry did. I would say that Jack Della Maddalena is better than Ian Garry is, but we're going to have to see. I'm very excited for this fight. What day is this? This is May 2nd, so we got a while until then. Yeah, that'll be a Cinco de Mayo fight. That'll be fun. Next main event I need to talk about. This is the big deal. This is a big deal. Not only is it a big... I like this gif. I need to save this gif. Not only is this a big deal because... Well, first of all, Jiří Prochazka. You don't like Jiří Prochazka. Something's wrong with you. Think about a person who don't like Jiří Prochazka. What kind of person would they be? They're the type of person to be like, well, actually, you can't, your ponytail is actually pointed higher than a 30-degree angle, and it should not do that. According to the commission, the Las Vegas State Commission, you cannot do that. You know, that's the, only snitches don't like Jiří Prochazka.
I think you're forgetting something, teacher. Did you remember that we had an assignment due today? I have that ready for... I really don't like Jiří Prochazka.
Only snitches don't like Jiří Prochazka. I'm saying that right now, bro.
I'm picking Jiří Prochazka to lose to the guy who jabs and stays at distance.
All my homies like Jiří Prochazka. And Carlos Olberg, I was just watching something the other day. Like, he was on this crazy knockout streak. And then he got knocked out by Kennedy and Zetchiku. And then he started fighting really safe. And ever since he started fighting real safe, he's been kind of boring. Like, he had the fight against Jan. He beat Jan Blachowicz. He knocked out Dominic Reyes, but Dominic Reyes has that suspect chin. He's not knocking out Jiří Prochazka. I feel like I'm jinxing myself by saying that. But he's not knocking out Jiří Prochazka. Jiří Prochazka knocked out Dominic Reyes too. And the way Jiří Prochazka did it, was definitely a foul move, right? That spinning back elbow. Jiří Procházka contributed to the downfall of Dominic Reyes. Okay, Carlos Olberg just got him on the way back up. I don't know if I'm ready to do a prediction for this fight. Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about this fight. Carlos Olberg better not stink this up. He better go out there and actually fight with Jiří Procházka. He better go out there and freaking fight. There is a way to beat Jiří Procházka. He's not unbeatable. Alex Pereira's done it twice. Carlos Olberg, he can figure it out, but he just has to be, like, exciting, okay? Don't you dare freaking go out there and out-jab Jiří Procházka for 5 rounds, okay? And then Jiří Procházka's gonna be, oh, I'm upset, oh. And he's gonna be marching, yeah. Jiří Procházka's gonna be doing all this, and you're just gonna be bouncing around and jabbing him. You do that, dude, might as, hey, bro. Send him out there with where Jailton Almeida is, bro. We don't want that as a champion. Now, the rest of this card is pretty sick, too. We got Joshua Van versus Tatsuro Taira. I've been saying that this fight was going to come about eventually. Van versus Taira. So it looks like we're skipping over Alexandre Pantoja. Like I said, Pantoja's on his Instagram right now doing pull-ups. For real. I'll show you guys right now. Pantoja's on his Instagram right now. Ew. Oh my gosh, bro. Chill.
Brother,
doing gymnastics right now. Trying to prove that he's ready to come back. That was me in my 34-year-old elbow. I would not be hitting the heavy bag and doing gymnastics rings, but that's all good. We're giving him a little bit of time. Joshua Van versus Tatsuro Taira. This will be exciting. When we talk about the wrestling defense of Joshua Van, we always have to go to the Rey Saruya fight. Now, Rey Saruya is not the wrestler that Tatsuro Taira is, which makes it interesting. Tatsuro Taira is way better at wrestling. Okay? Joshua Van is way better at striking. How do those fights usually go? It's a toss-up, man. It's a toss-up. But I feel like Tatsuro Taira might stink it up. He might get real sticky like he did with Brandon Moreno, and I could see him stinking it up, submitting Joshua Van. I know you guys are going to... Now you guys want to take me out back and shoot me in the face, right? Because I said Joshua Van might lose. I like Joshua Van. H-Town, baby.
I like Joshua Van. I rock with Joshua Van. I got that wood grain wheel. I got them 24s on the Cadillac. I got ice in my teeth. H-Town, baby. We repping the H-Town all the way down to the Rio Grande Valley. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
But yeah, I just feel like Tatsuro Taira is more dangerous than we're giving him credit for. Just because he has a really high-pitched voice. And just because Joshua Van is cool. I could see that happening. At the same time, I could see him getting knocked out by Joshua Van. Or just pieced up by Joshua Van. Next fight is... I'm really confused about why they booked this fight. Curtis Blaydes versus Josh Hokit. I know Josh Hokit... He's been fighting school bus drivers. And doing a great job. Last time he fought Morgan Freeman, he submitted him in like one round. Are you guys sure he's ready for a top five fight?
You sure about that?
Also, why does he get a top five fight? And I haven't seen Alexandre Topuria get a fight in, 6 months? Can Topuria get a fight in the top 10? Why are we... I guess it's because heavyweight is just so freaking shallow, bro. I was just making a video with Tony Has Died. Check out that one when it comes out soon. He said Hokit is going to knock out Blaydes, bro. What the heck? I think Blaydes is going to just lay on Hokit. Although, wait. What am I saying? These are both wrestlers. They're both heavyweights. Hokit is really good, though. Hokit's really good, but I feel like Hokit wasn't a heavyweight wrestler when he was a wrestler. Okay, so he played American football. He's a tight end at Fresno State. He played for the 49ers as a free agent, wrestler in college, All-America. He's a football player, but for some reason, he's really good at wrestling school bus drivers. I don't see him beating Blaydes. Tony Has Died said he's going to beat Blaydes. I don't see that happening, bro. But you'll see that in the video that we have together, it's Zero Ball Knowledge Takes. And Tony Has Died, God bless his heart, but he's got some takes that are real, like zero ball knowledge. Ooh. You guys are going to see it, man. Dariush versus Manuel Torres. Hey, man. I'm not ever betting on Dariush again in my life. This man's chin is so suspect. Jack Hermanson might be the only person with a worse chin than Beneil Dariush. If Jack Hermanson has a glass chin, he has like a sugar chin. The fake sugar glass that they use in movies. Dariush, it's over, bro. It's over. And then Reyes versus Walker. I mean, what is this? This is like your two drunk uncles at a cookout. Reyes is the drunk uncle who's like, I used to be a heck of an athlete, man. I used to be a heck of an athlete. I went D1, actually. Yeah, I played D1. And then Walker is like the goofy one who you kind of avoid because he's kind of creepy. But, you know, he's not really creepy. He's just creepy because he's too goofy.
Boa noite, pessoa. Olha, cara aí. Olha, cara aí. Boa noite, sobrinho.
Hey, bro, come on now. Why? Like, you can't be 6'8 and, like, be doing all that body rolling and stuff. Okay, next few fights, and then let's get out of here. I know my wife is probably asking, Dariush, why, man? I know, I'm saying that too. All right, so next we got Azamat Mirzakhanov versus Paulo Costa. Paulo Costa is fighting at light heavyweight. I mean, might as well fight at light heavyweight. It's not like you're going to make 185. No one expects you to even show up in the first place. We're not going to be surprised if you bust weight at 205. Let's go. Let's do it. If you beat Azamat Mirzakhanov, great. Then we have a top five light heavyweight Paulo Costa. Could you imagine that division? If he's actually active, if he actually shows up to fights. If he loses, then, here we are again. I don't know if y'all know this. I used to be a huge Paulo Costa fan before the Dogman beat him up. But speaking of Dogman, Patricio Pitbull versus Aaron Pico, what a dumb fight. That was my first thought with this, was how dumb? Because no matter who wins, nothing happens. Patricio Pitbull is ranked number 12. Cool. All right. Cool. So Aaron Pico wins, he's ranked number 12. Cool. What does that do? Nothing. That does nothing. I feel like this fight is really just a who is going to keep their job in the UFC. Match them up with someone in the UFC. Like, why would you match? I don't get why you'd match them up with each other. Maybe there was a beef in the Bellator that I didn't know about, but oh my gosh, I just saw this one. Kevin Holland versus Randy Brown. That's a good fight. Kevin Holland is waxing that dude like a freaking candle. I'm sorry, Randy Brown, he's off and he's on so much. It's really hard to bet on him. It's really hard to think he's going to win. But Kevin Holland, he's been in there against top 10 guys, and he's done really good. He's won. In the striking, it's hard for anybody to stand with Kevin Holland. And Randy Brown, I feel like it's just not going to happen. Gamrot versus Ribovich. This is a good one. We're giving Esteban Ribovich. Oh my gosh. Y'all know I don't cuss. Ribovich. A chance at the top 10. Right. And at the same time, we're giving Mateus Gamrot a chance to redeem his loss against Charles Oliveira in Rio de Janeiro. I don't see Gamrot losing, bro. Gamrot is one of those guys who probably could be fighting for the belt. He beat Armand Sarukian. He could be up there top three. If he's on, he's on. But I don't know. Cub Swanson versus Nate Landwehr. Hopefully. Yeah, I don't even know where that's going to go. Nate Landwehr got just demolished the last time he fought. I forgot who he fought. He fought some black dude. He fought the French guy, Morgan Charrier, in Louisiana. He got cooked, bro. He got cooked in his hometown. That was bad. And Cub Swanson, he's coming off a really good win. One of those Unk Still Got It wins. This is really an Unk off, Nate Landwehr versus Cub Swanson. I don't know who I'd take in this one, but that is a really good fight. You know they're going to stand there and bang. Now, next, we have Kelvin Gastelum versus Vicente Luque. Two guys who, honestly, didn't know they were still in the UFC. Kelvin Gastelum, if he makes weight. Speaking of, it's a middleweight bout. Vicente Luque is moving up. I'm going to give this to Kelvin Gastelum. I think he's going to be more comfortable at that weight. Vicente Luque is going to be probably fat and probably going to not look right at middleweight. I just can't see him moving up to middleweight and beating Kelvin Gastelum. I feel like Kelvin's pace is going to be too good. His wrestling defense is going to be good enough. Vicente Luque, I can't even believe he's still, but this might be one of their last fights, one of their last years. And then we got Tatiana Suarez, Lupe Godinez. I think I'm going to lean towards, I don't have to give a prediction on all this. Hey, I quit. How about that? How about we just call it a night? Just kidding. We have one more fight to talk about. Brady versus Buckley. All right. Now, Brady versus Buckley. You got two guys coming off losses. Buckley got cooked by Kamaru Usman. And Brady, I mean, God bless his heart, right? He got cooked by my man, Michael Morales. Both of them are wrestler heavy. We're going to really get to see Buckley's wrestling defense. If that, I think Michael Morales showed that you don't even have to wrestle with Sean Brady, right? If you just keep him away from your hips, then you can just knock him out because his hands are suspect. And I feel like Joaquin Buckley might be able to line up the right powerful shot and knock out Sean Brady in this. At the same time, Sean Brady, he might be able to pressure Buckley and walk him down. I think this is going to be awesome. These are two guys who don't usually get pressured. And I say he doesn't get pressured, but he just got pressured by Kamaru Usman. He just got pressured by Kamaru Usman like me after a bean burrito. Yeah, I just don't see him getting pressured on the feet. What am I talking about? But let me know what y'all's thoughts are on these fights. Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. Keep your eye out on Tony Is Died's channel. We have a video coming out about zero ball knowledge takes. It's really funny. I really enjoyed recording it with him. So keep your eye out for that. And keep your eye out for my Charles Oliveira versus Max Holloway video. Good night, and I'll see y'all later. Peace.